Gwen has many, many, many children. I've lost count. And she's an amazing mother, and she prays for them a little bit. So I want to I just ask you to share a little bit about that, about what do you enjoy about prayer, and in particular, praying for your children?
Okay. I have to be careful because they're in the room. I pace the floor and I pray for obedience.
And how's that going?
Fantastic. I guess the thing I particularly like about praying for my kids is that that God is obviously their father. He knows them intimately. He knows them better than I do. So he knows their characters and their strengths and their weaknesses. And I would say it's just been really fun over the years seeing their strengths develop and being able to get alongside what God has put within them and pray for more opportunities for that to develop and to see that sort of growing within them, really.
And what do you find difficult about prayer generally as well as praying for your children?
I find prescriptive prayer difficult. So read this book and it'll be fantastic for your prayer life, or use this model and it'll be really great. I kind of dip into those and think this is the way forward, and then they fall by the wayside. So for me, I suppose what I've learned over the years about praying is that it's just my relationship with Jesus. That would be different from everybody else's relationship, not to get sort of too hung up on that. And I take sort of comfort in the fact that God knows what's in my heart, what's in my mind. So when I chew over things, particularly I suppose to do with the children, I'm pondering different situations regarding them, that he knows all that.
Yeah.
And so in a sense, that is prayer. And I can just chew it over and then say, right, God, kind of over to you.
Yeah.
And that just feels more natural to me than other
prescriptive
stuff.
Yeah. And share one tip that you've learned that helps you in your prayer life that might be have helped somebody else, particularly mothers.
Yeah, so the hardest thing for me as a mum has been praying and not seeing answers for things particularly to do with illness or sort of long-term health conditions, that kind of thing. And that is heartbreaking when you see one of your children suffering and you think, come on, God, you're the perfect parents, you know, why aren't you stepping in and intervening and healing X, Y, or Z? So I suppose for me, when my faith has been low and I've just been struggling with something like that, then God has put key people in the lives of us and our family and our children who I know love them and love us. And so I've just been able to say, look, can you pray about this, and I know that they will, and so that for me has really, really helped, I suppose.
Great. That's a great idea. So for those of you with children, find, I suppose, it's a sort of godparent who will pray for them, and you can go to when you run out of your own energy and time or faith or whatever it is, somebody else that could pray for your child and consistently. That's a fantastic idea. Thank you, Gwen. Say thank you.